Well, bad light has halted play in the World Test Championship cricket final between New Zealand and India in Southampton. Kyle Jameson picked up a 5-wicket bag overnight with India skittled out for 217. Chasing that, New Zealand are 101 for 2 after Tom Latham was caught out on 30 and Devon Conway dismissed just before the close of play on 54. With us now is sports reporter Barry Guy. Barry, this is a good day for New Zealand.
It is. It's been called stumps for the day. Yes, after India started 146 for 3 and they still had Kohli and Rahana at the wicket, you know, I was certainly thinking that it could be a big day for India also. But Kohli went without scoring, Rahana had about 20, and then the tail didn't add anything. And as you said, Jameson, he ended up with 5 for 31, which is, that was from 22 overs, which is pretty impressive because he's into his 8th test, I think it is, and he now has 5 5-wicket hauls, which is pretty impressive. He's taken 44 wickets at an average of 14. So he was sort of the star of the day. And he mentioned straight after the game that because of the conditions that, you know, he had to adjust his bowling slightly.
Yeah, the ball certainly swung a fair amount and probably at times almost too much. So I think, you know, for me personally today and a little bit yesterday as well, I tried to probably more wobble the ball than swing it and just kind of engage guys for longer periods.
Now, Barry, it was interesting watching the Indians bat. I saw a little bit of that when I got up this morning. It wasn't swinging as much for them, was it? And we made a pretty good start. Conway 54.
Yeah, they were patient. I would have to say the Indians, it appeared to me they were bowling a bit wider. Maybe they were hoping that it would swing a bit more, whereas the New Zealanders felt that they needed to, you know, make sure that the Indian batsmen were playing the ball. So, but, you know, I saw Conway, he copped a few, you know, around the ribs and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a game of what could have been because Conway, as you said, a couple of balls before, you know, it was called off. They both, him and Latham, both seemed to miss time, sort of lofted shot. So the wicket obviously was, the pace wasn't quite right and they were caught out. So, you know, there was a chance there that New Zealand could have got through without losing a wicket at all and would have been in a brilliant position.
Do you think we can be confident? It doesn't look like a wicket that is that easy to bat on.
Well, they keep saying that it's once you're in, it's not too bad. It's getting yourself in and getting through the first few overs. And Williamson, he scored a run early, but I mean, he has taken a long time to get through to 12, I think it is. So it does take a little while. And there are still 3 days left.
Weather permitting.
Yeah, so there's a long way to go still in this, and as the New Zealanders keep saying, they've got to play the long game, and so it's going to take a while, and it's going to need people like now Williamson and Ross Taylor and Henry Nicholls to really grind this out. And if they can get an advantage, New Zealand, of 50, 100, I'd say they'd be pretty happy.
I mean, the key point of today is that we are now in a position where we can win, whereas you were a bit, as you were saying, was a bit like, boy, India could put on runs here and bat us out of the game.
Yeah, the only concern about that is, of course, is what it may do on the sixth day if it's still going then, and whether the wicket is then going to do, because they've got Ravi Ashwin there that can tear a team apart. And so, you know, I sort of wanted to write that it's been a very good day for New Zealand, but I'm a bit hesitant to because there's still so long to go in this game. And we, as I say, yesterday we thought India 3 wickets down and not bad, and then they lost the last, you know, wickets for about 70 runs. So there's still a long way to go and still a lot to do for the Black Caps.
I think you're right, Barry Guy. Thank you very much for that. Sports reporter with a wrap-up on a good day's cricket for New Zealand in the World Test Championship final.